Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We'll figure out if that did the same for our very own Cleveland Sports beat reporter who joined us now, Daryl Ryder, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are we feeling?
Feeling all right, yourself?
There we are. We're feeling pretty good. Daryl, I had made the joke, well, not really even a joke, because I think it's actually true. Watching the Browns play on Sunday, I think for the very first time this season, they actually allowed me to have a smile on my face. Did you feel the same way? Not even just a fan perspective, of just being able to watch a team that looked halfway competent.
Well, they looked competent against one of the worst teams in the league, so they got that going for them. They at least handled their business, but they got a long way to go, I think, before they keep smiles on people's faces, including that of Myles Garrett, as he said after the game. This was not enough. They need to do this on a regular basis, and there are plenty of questions to be had as to whether or not they're actually capable of doing that. But for one afternoon, you're right. They looked competent. They looked like they knew what they were doing. They had a game plan. They executed it almost flawlessly. And they ended up putting up the most points that they had put up in about 12, 13 games.
Yeah, I mean, you got to start it. They had to clear one step, right? They had to get to step one. And it feels like they did that, but
got to start somewhere.
Hey, we'll take a stepping stone right now. We'll take anything we can get. But Daryl, if we look at this and what it means for the team mentality, because you bring up Myles and the comments that he made. Obviously, we heard the frustration starting to sort of boil over leading into this week. Grant Delpit's comments. We had several clips from Myles in the way that he talked leading into this week. What does this win specifically do for their mentality heading forward in the season?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. They got a tough test against the 5-2 Patriots this week before the schedule really gets easy for them. They get the winless Jets coming out of the bye week. Depending on Lamar Jackson's status. If Jackson isn't around, you stand to think that that certainly levels the playing field against the Ravens. You got 2-5 Las Vegas. A couple weeks later, you got 1-6 Tennessee. So by my count, you've got about four games that are very winnable in that stretch. And well, we'll see if they're able to do against those four teams what they did to the Dolphins.
They obviously go and score 31, Daryl. The offense looked better. I don't know that they looked great. Was this feeling more like a turning a corner for the Browns offense or a little bit more like maybe lipstick on a pig?
Lipstick on a pig. Dylan Gabriel was not good. Okay, I know the completion percentage people ooh and ah over the 13-18, but he objectively was not very good. But he was good enough. Did not lose in the game. Did not turn the football over. Third straight game with no turnovers. Again, that'll get everyone all hot and bothered and excited. To me, that's just doing the basics, and that's what he's doing. He's doing the basics of the job. He needs to show that he can elevate and he can make this football team better. But right now, he's doing the bare minimum. The bare minimum has him 1-2 as a starter. The reason they were able to win that game had nothing to do with Dylan Gabriel. It had everything to do with the defense creating 3 turnovers. Special teams created a 4th. And then Quinshon Judkins with not 1, not 2, but 3 touchdowns, the most since Nick Chubb scored 3 touchdowns for this team. So I will not be sitting here heaping praise upon Dylan Gabriel because, again, I thought he was average at best.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, you brought up the name Nick Chubb, which is a comparison that's been thrown out there for Quinshon. Is that going too far at this point to compare him to Nick? Is that just because great running back, what looks to be succeeding great running back, or are there genuine comparisons that you see there?
Well, I think it's too early to go down the Nick Chubb road, but what's becoming clear is that Quinshon is the next running back for this franchise. Whether or not he can do what Nick Chubb has done, Jim Brown did, and some of the other greats that have toted the rock here in Cleveland remains to be seen. But he's off to a pretty good start, so let's give him that. I certainly have loved what I've seen from him. Like Nick Chubb, very good yards after contact. He likes when the pads pop, and he's able to get maneuver his way over and through defenders. So, again, I'm not willing to say he's the next Nick Chubb just yet out of respect for Nick, but also at the same time, I do really, really like what I've seen from him so far.
Hey, Daryl, when we're talking about Quinshon, I was bothered a little bit by people on social media as well as like some of our callers and just things that I have heard, because I watched Quinshon and thought that he played very well in that game, obviously putting up 3 touchdowns, but I see a lot of people being critical of him and the Browns' run game. He had less than 4 yards per carry. A lot of people go, well, he had a 46-yard run, and that boosted that up. If you take that one out, here's the stats that would follow it.
Well, if I take out the negative runs and you know the line struggling to block for him, guess what? His yards per carry would probably be about around 10. I mean, he was in negative numbers. For a while. And then, you know, he started ripping off some runs and, started piling up the yards and then piling up the touchdowns. So that pendulum swings both ways. That argument goes both ways.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like that way for me. I don't know how a guy that scores 3 touchdowns, we go through and we're critical. Okay, with 3 touchdowns is what we had scored over like the past 3 weeks. That's just saying, I'll take a little positivity in this game. Okay, we can smile about one thing. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
But Daryl, sort of going back to looking at where Dylan is, I think the conversation was interesting around Dylan because we look at it and you say he didn't play well on Sunday. I thought it was fine. It was enough to win, right? It's kind of the way that I've seen Dylan play the first week when he was going up against the Vikings. Like,
he played like a backup quarterback. And that's how he's played since he was handed this whole thing. So, it's fine. He's not a franchise quarterback. I've said that, but people are starting to see what I've been saying, and that's okay. Took you a little time to come around, but he's going to have a very successful career as a backup in the National Football League. That's nothing wrong for a third-round pick, but I just hope that the Browns realize that he is, in fact, a backup quarterback, and they're not getting their hopes up that he has some sort of a future as a regular starting quarterback in this league, because he doesn't.
Yeah, Daryl, that's kind of where I was going. Do you feel like the Browns are looking at it this way, or are they looking at this more of, hey, if you can win football games, you can more so play here as a quarterback for the Browns?
Well, I mean, winning's the most important thing, right? Mm-hmm. And let's also be fair to him. The conditions on Sunday were not such where he should have thrown any more than he did. I think it was a 13 of 18 was his completion ratio there, but he should not have thrown any more. Okay. But there were plays that were called for passes in which he completely missed reads. There were 2 specific plays where I'm sitting in the press box, he's running around looking right at wide open receivers, and he doesn't throw the football. He's obviously got a ways to go there, but he's not losing them games. He's not the reason that they lost the 2 games prior to Sunday's game. And I guess at this point, with the bar being as low as it is, well, that's just going to have to be acceptable.
And again, Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, a lot of buzz on social media going on right now. Obviously, as the Jets descend and just continue to get worse and continue to lose games and don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Rumors floating around that Garrett Wilson might be available and that Andrew Berry could have his eyes on them. Anything on that front that you've heard or gotten a feeling that that's something the Browns are looking at?
Well, we know that Andrew Berry loves making trades, and he loves making trades for wide receivers who need a change of scenery. And look, the Browns wide receiver room is arguably the worst in the National Football League, okay? And certainly bringing someone in like him might actually help these young quarterbacks. And the reason I say young quarterbacks is because I guarantee you, barring injury, we're going to see Shedeur Sanders here, okay, after the bye week. Whether it's right after the bye or a couple weeks after the bye, we're going to see Shedeur Sanders before this season is over, okay? Whether they get him 2 games, 4 games, 6 games, whatever that number ends up being, Shedeur Sanders is going to get an opportunity to play. I think that there's some assets that Andrew Berry might look to move on from here. I think once Mike Hall Jr. gets healthy, that allows them to move Shelby Harris. For as much as I like Shelby and as good as Shelby is, well, he becomes a luxury that they don't really need right now because of the defensive tackle room. So, again, Mike Hall has got to get healthy enough to actually be able to return to the field, and we're 7 weeks into the season, and they've been holding the roster spot for him for 7 weeks just so he can practice during the week, because had he been on IR or PUP or anything like that, he wouldn't have been able to practice. And so also, too, when you're not expecting to win a lot of games, you can afford just to have a roster spot there for a guy to, you know, get healthy. I think Andrew Berry wouldn't be doing his homework if he didn't make a call to New York. And the Jets being the Jets, I'm sure he could, take advantage of their situation, much like he was able to take advantage of the Jacksonville Jaguars twice.
Daryl, if we look at just trades in general, is that the type of trade that you feel like the Browns would be going after? Is the type of guy that, like with Tyson Campbell, has control, gives them somebody there, and then willing to be give up assets? Or are you in pure asset acquirement mode?
No. They how many more draft? They have 11 draft picks next year. They don't need any more draft picks. They need players. Okay? They need players. And Wilson's 25 years old. Robinson's are around that age too. Three, as you mentioned, a couple years of control. His contract's up after 2028 there. And what a difference he has made, right? As much as we love Greg Newsome, but we just didn't see a whole lot of that from Greg Newsome. We saw a lot of dancing. We saw a lot of, celebrating overthrows and stuff like that. But we didn't see a lot of pick sixes from Greg Newsome. And in his second game here, he comes up with a pick six. Also, by the way, saved 2 touchdowns on Sunday. Let's not forget that as well. So that trade with Jacksonville is looking to be oh so sweet, as is the one that he made prior to the NFL draft. Well, it was announced the night of the first round of the draft, but it was made 2.5 weeks before the draft in moving down from number 2 to number 5. Travis Hunter finally scored a touchdown for Jacksonville last weekend. That's been a long time coming, but, Andrew did ultimately the right thing, whether fans want to agree with that or whether fans were happy with the move or not. Ultimately, it was the right move to make. But yeah, you're not in asset acquisition mode. You don't need assets, okay? You need players that can play. And Garrett Wilson qualifies as a player who could play and could come in here and help this team.
I like it. Daryl, we got to run, but as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you. And hey, who knows? Maybe by the time we're looking at this game tomorrow, we'll have some confidence going up against the Patriots and Drake May.
We'll see.
Okay.
The good news is Bill Belichick, the old Bill Belichick, the younger Bill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Belichick is not coaching that Patriot team. The bad news is it's Mike Vrabel and he was here last year.
Yeah, that is going to be an interesting conversation for us tomorrow. Daryl, I appreciate you.
You betcha.
Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat Reporter, with us there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what Daryl had to say as well. A deeper look into Dylan Gabriel and what might just be an extra piece, an extra pass catcher to actually throw to him. That's coming your way in 5 minutes in overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan. It does feel very odd to me, by the way. It's going to tie directly into more of what Daryl was talking about there with Dylan Gabriel and, you know, very possibly Shador Sanders. But I just thought it was very interesting to go through and actually break down and think, okay, well, I watched Dylan play and Daryl said he doesn't think he played well at all on Sunday. I watched the game with my own two eyes, and Daryl and I can have two different opinions. I thought he played fine. Again, a lot of the same feelings that I had with Dylan Gabriel, the same way that he played against Minnesota in London. It's like, okay, well, you didn't do anything to wow me, and you weren't supposed to do anything to wow me in that game. That's kind of the way the game plan was set up with the weather and also partially against the defense we're going up against that just can't stop the run. Like, it just was the expectation. If you want Dylan to look ultimately great, it's like then you have to put Dylan in a position to have to look good or at least try to set him up in a way that he needs to look better than just fine. The way that the Browns are setting up to play football right now, he needs to just be fine in order to be successful. But if you're looking for something more than that, then I think there's questions around what actually it is that you're looking for. Because right now, you're sort of getting exactly what you expect on and Dylan Gabriel. And I want to play something for you from Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com. And just breaking down what the Browns are actually getting out of Dylan. Because I think there's a lot of what we're looking at right now that fans sit here and we want more than what we're getting from Dylan. But I think in a way, the Browns are on the beginning steps of getting exactly what they're asking for.
He's making progress and he's getting better. And I thought in this past game, he protected the football reasonably well in tough conditions. didn't fumble it, drop it, or any of those things. He's managing the game well, and that's what you need to see him do right now. Now he's going to have to start to add in some passing game and some explosives. If he can do that, then he will be right on track.
So I think that's a big part of this is, okay, you're at the beginning point of a rookie quarterback. Guys, this is how rookie quarterbacks tend to get their start in the NFL. There's outliers on either start of it where you can say, well, they just let that guy go through it and, you know, sling the football and he looked great or he looked horrible and maybe too much protection on guys who didn't necessarily need it. Typically, when your NFL quarterback starts his career, he's not implored to go out there and do anything crazy. And quite frankly, in a Kevin Stefanski offense, the quarterback in general is not asked to do anything that is all that crazy. It's a very general line of, you know, protect the football, complete the easy stuff, and put your team in a position to win. And with the defense that you have, that is, in some way, a winning formula. I just think there is a level to it here, though. Right? It depends on what you actually want out of the quarterback position. Because Dylan did what was asked, but he did not impress me. Right? Like, there was no play that he made that I was like, man, That was a hell of a throw by Dylan Gabriel, despite definitely a couple of longer completions this game. I mean, he had several that were beyond the sticks and beyond 10 yards in this game where he actually looked better airing the ball out a little bit and setting up his playmakers in positions to actually go out and gain extra yards and making a couple of the right reads. And, you know, he's far from perfect. Quarterbacks tend to be far from perfect. You're never going to get a perfect performance. Very rarely in the NFL is it going to look absolutely immaculate. I also think part of it is, that's just not who Dylan Gabriel is, right? Like, he's not going to be the quarterback that's going to go out there and wow you. I mean, quite frankly, right now, there might be one throw that I actually was a little bit impressed by that Dylan Gabriel made. And it was, I think, week one where he threw the 50-50 ball to Njoku in the red zone. Where it got him down to like the 10-yard line. It was not into the end zone. But he threw a nice 50-50 ball where only Njoku could get it. It was a really nice ball. The only time he's impressed me up to this point. But it's kind of my expectation for Dylan Gabriel. But you're not impressing. Like, I can't go there and act like I can sit here and knock Dylan Gabriel for the way that he's played. I don't think that's a fair evaluation of what we've seen. I can't tell you that he's looked bad. He looks like he's doing most of what the Browns are asking for with human error built in. Now, I don't know that if the Browns are trying to evaluate whether or not they have a franchise quarterback, they're doing that in the right way. Because in a lot of ways, they're just asking him to play short game and protect the football. But that got Brock Purdy paid. Like, Brock Purdy also doesn't wow you with his arm at any given moment. He gets the ball to his playmakers, and he lets them go make plays. And he does so accurately, and he does so by protecting the football. And again, that's what gets you a contract in the NFL for the San Francisco 49ers. It might be what gets you a contract in the NFL from the Cleveland Browns. But in a lot of ways, it's where the Browns fan, and I think the Browns themselves are very disconnected. Browns fans want a franchise-level talent. I don't know that that's what Kevin Stefanski is quite asking for out of his quarterbacks. And you guys can chime in, 216-474-0092. How would you say Dylan Gabriel played on Sunday? Again, it is just the same attribute I used in his debut. Fine. He looked okay. He went out there for the very first time in front of a home crowd. He got a win. He did what was asked of him, which was mostly rely on the defense, rely on the run game, go out there, the conditions are wet, and play it. But like, it was always going to be a difficult evaluation of Dylan Gabriel in this game. I said that from the outset. As soon as the weather became a factor, it was going to be difficult to read what Dylan Gabriel needed to do. And how you are actually going to go out and say he played well in this game or he played poorly. Completed the short stuff, he looked like he did what he needed to. Like, playing poorly in this game was Tua Tagovailoa. Tua played like garbage. He was horrible. That is a bad performance in these conditions. Dylan Gabriel put up like a baseline performance in these conditions. Again, 13 for 18, make the easy throws. Keep the offense, you know, succeeding on short fields and try to sustain some drives. When you know there's not a ton of playmakers, when you know there's not a ton of time to throw behind this offensive line, that's what it is. But like, I think there's so much of it that goes into Dylan just not being able to be set up to be great. I don't think Dylan Gabriel is elite. He also, there's nothing elite surrounding Dylan Gabriel either. So it's difficult for me to make that evaluation. Like, I was looking at the you know, a little bit deeper into the analytics behind what we saw. And Dylan, in a lot of these things, in your deep analytics, it comes out around league average. Like, there's nothing that pops up on the page to you. It's like, oh, you know, on plays more than 10 yards. Like, given the games he's played, he's about league average for what that is, probably a little bit slightly below, given the three games. A lot of good quarterbacks making plays beyond that. Yeah. In a lot of the, you know, you go through and look at the percentages of, you know, on-target passes and bad throw percentage. It's right around league average. Sitting in the same market there when it comes to bad throw percentage, I think, is Patrick Mahomes, which is within 0.5% of league average. It's like 15%. The one that stood out to me, though, is Dylan Gabriel across three games has suffered from the second highest drop percentage by a quarterback this season. He's had eight drops in three games. The only quarterback who's suffered a higher drop percentage has been Trevor Lawrence of the Jacksonville Jaguars, because Brian Thomas went from top 10 wide receiver to I have brick hands, as did a lot of the other receivers. Not from top 10, but they just don't look that great. Again, it's not to say that there's nothing you can criticize Dylan on from this game, because there absolutely was. He missed throws. He missed open targets that he could have actually gotten guys in and probably got more yards and set the Browns up in a better position. But this isn't the game where I kill Dylan Gabriel. It's a game where I look at it and go, yeah, you made some plays, you missed some plays. You looked fine in bad conditions. It's just what Dylan Gabriel was. I think if you're just ignoring the fact that the Browns have nothing else around him as well, you're also doing a bit of disservice. 216-474-0092. How would you say Dylan Gabriel played on Sunday? Eddie is in Westlake. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing pretty good, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, you know, I agree with Daryl. You know, I mean, he played fine for what you expect him. He's a backup quarterback. And so what the definition of a backup quarterback is, the guy that's not going to win you games, but he's not going to lose you either. So that's all you're looking for. And he's not turning the ball over. He's not going to make plays. When the issue is going to come into play is not so much when we play a good defense, but when we play some opportunistic corners, because Dylan Gabriel going to be throwing pick sixes, because at the end of the day, he's dinking and dunking. He's not taking any chances. And, I know we say Kevin Stefanski's offense is one that doesn't want to take chances. It is one where we want to make plays. You know what I mean? Whenever you start talking about what he doesn't have, that's telling me I don't have my franchise quarterback. If I need the weather to be 80 degrees and sunny, I need the offensive line to have five Pro Bowlers on it. I need, you know, everybody to not ever drop a pass in 10 games. And I know that the drops and all that stuff is a part of it, but it sounds like how it was when Colt McCoy was here. And that's okay. He can still have a 10-year career like Colt McCoy did, just as a backup, a number two guy. That's all. That's it. That's all I'm saying about him. I'm 100% sure now that he is a backup quarterback in the National Football League. Nothing more than that, and that's okay. So the evaluation is we found our backup quarterback for the next 4 years under his current contract.
And Eddie, in a lot of ways, I agree with you, and I appreciate you making the call as always. In a lot of ways, we're on the same page. It's a difference of what it comes down to for the Browns, though. Like, I sit here and I don't want to settle for, like, I thought Brock Purdy's contract was absolutely insane. Like, I think that the fact that you're willing to pay Brock Purdy as a seventh round pick who has played well, but has played well in that offense where we've seen Jimmy Garoppolo succeed among, you know, a handful of different, watching Mac Jones succeed in that offense right now, and B, looking like he can, you know, lead a team to 10 to 15 wins within a season. Like, the 49ers team could win 15 games if Mac Jones played well. It actually is that insane. But that's the 49ers offense because they have playmakers. Like, it feels like in a lot of ways you're trying to recreate that offense, but it's not the offense that I'd love to try to recreate. It does require you to have a really good offensive line, a lot of great playmakers around them, and it requires you to have a good defense on the other side in order for that team to be successful. And the method does work, right? We've seen it with the 49ers. It does work. There's something there. But you also can't bank on that. Like, I'm looking for a franchise-level guy. I'm looking for somebody who has the talent to win me football games, not just not lose me them. I just don't know the Browns are in that same page. Looks like a backup quarterback. It's a fair evaluation of him. He's fine. Like, I'm not going to kill him this game. I'm not going to say just because he looks like a backup quarterback right now that that's the end of it and you don't need to see him anymore. Give him the leash. Allow him a chance to actually prove he's a backup quarterback. I also don't know that he's had that opportunity yet either. Again, 216-474-0092. How would you say Dylan Gabriel played on Sunday? I want to get into what the Browns are actually looking for as well. Potential for Garrett Wilson that we brought up with Daryl. All coming your way in 5 minutes in overtime with Jake Volnick, with you guys right here on The Fan. He just doesn't do anything to impress you, but it's like, how could I ask him to in that game? Right? Like, where do I turn to say that Dylan Gabriel should have played better? It was pouring rain, especially more so in the first half than it was the second half. I think the ability to throw the ball opened up a little bit more in the second half. But then also, turning and looking at it, it's like, okay, you don't have a ton of pass catchers around you, not a ton of guys you trust. Your leading pass catcher had 4 catches on the day. It's not like you have, obviously, a Jamar Chase, or even if, like, going through and being like, all right, Trey McBride. Air fan looks good. He doesn't quite look that good. Right? Like, he looks like he's a quarterback that I can somewhat trust, but it's not like I can go above and beyond to say that he wholeheartedly is a guy that I have full faith in. But and that's part of where surrounding him with pass catchers sort of comes in and being able to give him an offensive line to help. And it's part of what makes judging a quarterback under this team difficult to begin with. Like, I have to ask Dylan to do a lot with very little around him. And that evaluation doesn't change if, you know, you get a few weeks down the line and you decide you want to play Shedeur Sanders. It's going to be a similar feeling. Where, okay, I don't know that Shedeur just lights it up with this team. I don't know that he looks absolutely incredible. I don't know if there's a quarterback that looks absolutely incredible. But this is not the game where I have a fair evaluation of Dylan. And if I want to say he played bad, well, bad was the expectation. But you outplayed the other quarterback on the other side of the field. Now, the other quarterback made that very easy to do. Okay, really, really opened up a lot of ground for you to play better than he did. But, like, I mean, having any given week, if Dylan Gabriel outperforms a guy on the other side, in a lot of ways, in my eyes, that's a win, but that's because I view Dylan Gabriel as a backup quarterback. If you look better than the other quarterback, and you're the guy who I don't think is probably a top 32 starter, or at the very best, probably a fringe top 32 quarterback in the NFL, and I'm not saying that he is fringe, the key word there, like, yeah, I don't expect you to look like the better quarterback. So when you do it and you win a game, you did everything that I could have asked for you. I just feel like I may be wanting a little bit more than the Browns are right now. Let's go out to the phones. Logan is in Aurora. What's going on, Logan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Logan, you there? All right, we don't have Logan. Let's try Noah, also in Aurora. What's going on, Noah?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, man. How are you?
Good.
What do you got for me?
Yeah, I just think Dylan Gabriel's not the answer. I mean, he's small. He's throwing 18 passes versus the Dolphins, and I don't think he's the right guy. I mean, without Quinshon in that game, I don't think we had any chance of winning.
I mean, no, in a lot of ways, I agree, and I appreciate the call. It's just like, it was raining. Guys, there were 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Like, yeah, if I don't have Quinshon, I don't win that game. I don't win that game if I have Tua, right? Like, that's not the answer, and Tua's gotten a contract. I don't win that game if I have a healthy Brock Purdy. I don't win that game if I have, I mean, plug and play your quarterback that's not a premier quarterback in the NFL. It's going to rely on the run game. Like, that's the entire point that I'm making. And it had nothing to do, Dylan being small, played no impact in this game. There's not a single play on that field that I went, man, if he was 6'2", that would have been the easiest throw of his life. Not one time. Actually, I don't think I've said that period. Maybe once the entire 3 weeks I've watched Dylan play quarterback, I'd have been like, man, if he was 6'2", would have seen that guy. Like, it just doesn't happen. Where is that making the change? Where is this single quarterback play in that game making any sort of change in any of this?
I actually looked at it as a benefit once. Like, I was like, he got hit in the head like 3 times and drew penalties. Like, if he's 6 foot, we don't get those penalty calls. Keep it up, Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dylan's falling over when he's getting bumped into. Did he draw 2 penalties in that game, like roughing the passer?
And there was one more that they missed. Like, let's weaponize this. Let's use this for our benefit.
Like, listen, as long as he's staying healthy, I got no problem with it. Okay, Josh Allen was not getting knocked over by that hit. Now with a little bit of theatrics thrown into the mix. Ah, sure, take it and run with it. I'm not saying it's a benefit. I just don't think it's as big a knock as people actually make it out to be. I do think the conversation, though, of what the Browns actually want is the bigger thing here. Like, do you want to be the 49ers? Because if that's what you want to be, you didn't do a good job at setting it up this year. Like, if you want to be the team that can take a quarterback that just isn't physically that talented. Again, you've brought up Brock Purdy names like 4 times at this point. But Brock Purdy is not physically talented. He was a 7th-round pick. Brock was fine. He was an okay quarterback. But he fit the system of what they wanted to do. Throw the ball short, throw the ball intermediate, get the ball to your playmakers and do something. The problem with the Browns is you don't have the playmakers. The 49ers on any given day had Deebo Samuel, have Brandon Ayuk, have George Kittle, have Christian McCaffrey. Like, you have star players in the NFL to throw the ball to. They have a great offensive line. You have everything you could possibly ask for. It's why the offense still looks good under Mac Jones. Because it's not about go and get me a star quarterback that needs to do it all. Like, the Bills offense runs through Josh Allen and Josh Allen only. Okay? That offense goes as far as Josh Allen goes. And yes, James Cook's a really good running back. Pass catchers are basically next to nothing. They have a couple of guys who I sort of like. Like, I don't mind Dalton Kincaid. I don't mind Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, but they're not good. It goes as far as Josh goes. What kind of team are you actually trying to build? I just don't feel comfortable in you watching Dylan Gabriel play these games and telling me that's enough. That's exactly what we're looking for. That shouldn't be the answer. Like, if the evaluation from the Browns after these 3 games is Dylan's right on track and Dylan's doing everything we want him to, I feel like you have a flawed understanding of what you need at the quarterback spot. You should be asking Dylan to do more. And that's part of the problem, and it's why I don't put a ton of it on Dylan Gabriel right now, because you're not asking him to do a ton. Right? You're not asking him to elevate the players around him. You're asking him to get the ball into players' hands. But when you don't have playmakers, that doesn't work. And I think that's part of the reason why, and there's no report out on this, this is fan speculation, but that Andrew Berry could be targeting Garrett Wilson at the moment. Now, I don't know how much validity there really is to this, because this feels like a fan take of, well, the Jets are winless at this point. No bye week yet. They're 0-7. So you're playing the 0-7 card. That team hasn't won a game. Clearly, their best interest right now is to lose as many football games as they can, because playoffs are more than out of the window for New York Jets. I mean, we had the kid that was interviewed on ESPN that was out there, and they asked him, hey, man, like, thoughts on the game? And he was like, I hate this team. This is terrible. I was born into this. I'm a Jets fan, but I hate this. Like, and as a Browns fan, listen, all been there, right? We all get it. I saw one really good comment on those where it's like, don't worry, kid. It gets worse, okay? Like, it does not get better from here. You're going to learn farther as time goes on that it just continues to get worse. But you're playing the card where it makes sense. Bad team would want to unload talented players because they're clearly in a rebuild mode. They paid Garrett Wilson already. He's under contract. It's a guy that Browns fans would love to target. I don't know that the Jets really want to give up Garrett Wilson. He's 25. It's not like he's going anywhere. They feel like they could rebuild the team in 4 years. It's like, oh, I get a 29-year-old Garrett Wilson. Probably still going to be pretty darn good. Probably going to be good for at least another year or two there. It would also make sense to unload him. But this is the type of move. This is what the Browns should be targeting in a trade, by the way. Like, Garrett Wilson is the high of the high. Obviously, you want a receiver of that talent, but you want to get a true evaluation of your quarterbacks. That's the type of guy you bring in. Not just, he already looks like an elite receiver in the NFL when given the opportunity, but you get him for 4 to 5 years under contract. And we're talking about, and similarly to the Tyson Campbell trade, the way that I brought it up with Daryl, you went and got Tyson Campbell, not because you thought he was just massively a better corner than Greg Newsom, or else you wouldn't have, you know, probably got him for the deal that you did and probably would have tried to make that trade for a whole lot less. Like, you thought he fit better with this system, and I have him under contract, and I'm probably not going to be able to pay Greg. But you need another receiver. Andrew Berry still can't evaluate talent at the receiver position. That's clear as day. Isaiah Bond does not look good. Did not have a catch last week. Cedric Tillman's hurt. Jerry Jeudy looks bad. I mean, he's not looking like a wide receiver one this year. You don't have the talent around him. You could help out Jeudy. You could have another a true playmaker in Garrett Wilson. And all of a sudden, this team could look a whole lot better. But this is the type of trade that allows you to evaluate a quarterback. And this is the type of trade that the Browns need to be targeting. You want to go get a guy that can actually produce for you? This is a very similar scenario. Contracts different, but a similar scenario of what was happening with Amari Cooper, right? Cowboys still wanted to be good, but they couldn't pay Amari. You went out and you got Amari on the cheap and went out and decided that's a guy that can help us out and we're not going to have to pay a ton for him. He needs a change of scenery. Let's go get Amari Cooper. Now it's time to transition to that. If you wanted Garrett Wilson, it's where this thing doesn't live completely in fantasy land. Right? If you could actually target a receiver of that caliber, the offense, it could be the one thing that makes you take a step up. Like, we've seen the run game look pretty good. Quinshon Judkins, I think, does look like the real deal. I don't know that Nick Chubb might be a little bit too far of a comparison at the moment, but like, he looks like the real deal. He looks like he's going to be a running back in the NFL as long as he's healthy and going to be one of the, you know, top X running backs in the NFL. And that number is awfully low. Like, we might be talking 10. We might be talking less than that. Quinshon looks really good. The offensive line can't do much right now. I think they can still run block. Like, they've shown that fairly well so far that they can still hold up that end of the bargain. I don't know why Cornelius Lucas is in the game instead of KT Levison on certain plays. Like, they're both turnstiles as pass blockers. KT can at least run block. Cornelius Lucas looks like he could be playing in the XFL right now and probably be the, you know, 18th graded pass protector in the XFL. Like, don't understand that, but I think they can run block. Okay, so it solved the problems where you can solve them. Even if it's not a guy like Garrett Wilson, there are other receivers out there that I'm sure you could pluck off another team that could be a benefit to the roster you're talking about right now. There are other teams that are going to be looking to sell. If not right now, by the trade deadline, are going to be looking to move off of pieces that just don't add up with their timeline. But this is very much under the Andrew Berry umbrella of get things done. You've seen him make trades for talented players before, like I mentioned with Amari Cooper. If you can't evaluate the talent wide receiver coming out of the draft, which again, does not look like that position Andrew Berry can do a very good job at. Okay, allow that to be your weakness. You can't evaluate a wide receiver. One, I'd probably bring somebody into the building that can evaluate a wide receiver. That might be a little helpful if you could just get one guy in there. But, okay, somebody else evaluated the talent. Somebody else used a first-round pick on him. Somebody else paid him. Congratulations. I will now take that on. I will accept that into this team. Like, those are the type of moves that turn the Browns around when we talk about, oh, this rebuild is 3 years into the future, and all of a sudden you talk about fast-forwarding that. Again, I don't know that it can be based in reality. Does it feel like it's all that far-fetched? You're going to have to give up a lot. Like, we're talking a first-round pick or multiple day two picks, I'm sure. But you got 11 draft picks. Like, Daryl mentioned it. You're not in, you know, asset of acquisition mode. You don't need to go get more picks to try to build this team. You got the picks. Go turn them into players. Why am I going to go draft another wide receiver and hope I hit on one in the first round when I can actually just go out and trade for one? If Garrett Wilson truly is on the table, if that is an actual thing that ends up coming to light here before the trade deadline, you 1,000% need to be calling. You need to be making that move. And I know Andrew Berry would be calling. Not sure he can get the move done, but I know he'd be calling. That's what the Browns need to be looking for. You can scrap the first-round picks. You can throw those out the window. It doesn't really matter what quarterback I throw back there right now if he has nobody to throw the ball to. You need to find somebody that I can actually use to try to help out my quarterback right now. Go and get me another talented pass catcher. If that ends up being Garrett Wilson, it ends up being Garrett Wilson. 216-474-0092. Does it feel like it's based in reality for you that Andrew Berry actually would go out and get Garrett Wilson? Does it feel like something you'd want done and can be done for the Cleveland Browns? We'll get to some of your calls on this coming up here in about 5 minutes as well. Get a grip, as we always do at 9 o'clock on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on
Moneyline,
spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.